Hey there, everyone. This is Jason Hensley with the Magnify Him Together podcast. And today, I actually want to start with a question. Have you ever thought, oh, I don't want to go to Bible class tonight because I don't really get anything from the classes? You ever thought that before? Or maybe not Bible class. What about CYC? Or what about the afternoon lecture or the evening lecture? Or maybe even memorial service? Oh, I don't want to go to that. I don't get anything out of it. Well, I think if we find ourselves thinking that, perhaps we could use a little bit of a perspective adjustment. And that's really what I want to talk about today. Let's discuss this idea of what our faith is all about. If someone asked you, what are the most crucial parts of your faith, what would you say? I think we'd probably say something like Bible reading. You know, we all know that that's really important. We'd probably say prayer. And would we say anything else? Maybe for some people they'd say preaching, right? That's definitely a command. So you'd have Bible reading, prayer, and preaching. But I think there's something crucial there that's missing. And you know, a lot of times that crucial piece comes out when we find ourselves thinking, well, I don't want to go to Bible class tonight because I don't get anything out of it. Our thinking has gone astray, and we've missed that essential element of what our faith is supposed to mean. That element, I think, is the concept that we are a body. Just think about how Scripture describes the ecclesia that way. We are a body. What that means, and the apostle says it straight out in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, that means that when one member of the body suffers, all of them suffer with it. So that means that your faith, sometimes you hear people say that their faith is between them and God. That's not true. Sure, you have a relationship with God. That's important, right? But you don't just have a relationship with God. Yes, your faith is between you and God, but your faith is between you and God and all the other brothers and sisters. Because we all together are a body whose head is Christ. And so when somebody else is suffering, we can't just say, oh, well, you know, they should have done things better. How many times have you thought that? I've thought it before. We work together. We love each other. And our faith is based upon that idea. Rejoice with them that rejoice, and weep with those who weep. So, just to bring out how essential this idea is, right? It's not just, you know, an interesting picture that the Apostle Paul uses to say that we are a body and that we're supposed to suffer with others. But in fact, consider the way that the Lord Jesus puts this picture together. In Matthew chapter 25, at the very end of the Olivet prophecy, the Lord gives a picture of his second coming and when we stand before him in judgment. Now, I'm going to read this whole thing. It's the story of the sheep and the goats. And what I really want you to listen for is the basis upon which we are judged. Listen for the basis upon which we are judged. This is Matthew 25, starting at verse 31. It says, "When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, then he will sit on his glorious throne. Before him will be gathered all the nations, and he will separate people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will place the sheep on his right, but the goats on the left. Then the king will say to those on his right, 'Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me.' Then the righteous will answer him, saying, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and visit you?' And the king will answer them, 'Truly I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of these, my brothers, You did it to me. Then he will say to those on his left, depart from me, you cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you did not welcome me in, naked, and you did not clothe me, sick and in prison, and you did not visit me. Then they also will answer, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not minister to you? Then he will answer them, saying, truly, I say to you, as you did not do it for one of the least of these, you did not do it to me. And these will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. Do you see the basis upon which we're judged? Christ specifically says that we are judged based off of how we treated the brotherhood. So when we find ourselves saying, oh, well, you know, I don't want to go to Bible class because it doesn't mean anything to me, or I don't get anything out of it, then we've totally missed the point, right? The point is, when you go to Bible class, how do you treat the brothers and sisters there? Sure, you listen to the class, and hopefully it's helpful. If it's not, I'm sorry. But you go to the class, and you spend time afterward with people showing the character of Christ and treating them as though they're the Lord Jesus. So what do? Do we just spend all our time with our friends? I mean, I'm not just talking about Bible class now. I'm not just talking about memorial service. I mean, during the week. You know, he says, I was in prison and you visited me. I was naked and you clothed me. So what do with our time? It's good if our time is spent doing Bible study. It's good if our time is spent praying. It's good if our time is spent preaching. But in addition to that, our time needs to be spent working with the brotherhood. Sometimes, unfortunately, we get stuck in this pattern of thinking everything is about ourselves. It's not about how much we get from the class. It's not about just our relationship between us and God. But we're a body. And so let's get out there and really be one. Let's suffer with those who are suffering. Let's recognize what we can do for each other and truly treat each other as the Lord Jesus. So this week, maybe if you don't go to Bible class, try going to Bible class. Not just for the class, but to see how afterward you can treat someone as though they're Christ. Or invite someone over that you haven't had over before. Let's try and live like we're a body, recognizing that our salvation depends upon the love that we have for each other and the way that we treat each other. It's not just something between us and God. We need one another. And so let's live like it. Thanks for listening to the Magnify Him Together podcast, and I'll see you next time.